Psalm 77:11-12. Remember the works of Yahweh, surely remember his wonders of old. Meditate also on all of his work and talk of his doings. We are going to bow our heads in prayer and pray to the words of Psalm 77:13-15. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that dost wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people, and thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. In Christ's name. Amen. Psalm of Praises, Psalm 104 today, starting the cycle over again.
Hallelujah, Yahweh's glory shall endure, enduring forever. The Lord God Yahweh shall rejoice in all
Thy judgments are at earth.
having consumed me, because mine enemies, thy holy words forgotten have, and to thy laws beside. Thy words most pure therefore on it, thy servants love it stand. Small and despised I am, yet I thy precepts not forget. Thy righteousness is righteousness, which ever doth endure. Thy holy law, Lord, also is the very truth most pure. Trouble and anguish have me felt, and taken hold on me. Yet in my trouble, my delight, thy just commandments be. Eternal righteousness is in thy testimonies all. Lord, to me understanding give, and ever live I shall.
Connective language in these psalms so far. A lot of them have to do with being oppressed and being saved by God in various different ways. These are all good things to consider. Psalm 125 we'll have also to the tune of the Leo Minster.
Amen.
You might Testament readings is reading through the book of Numbers, as well as the book of John now. So we're going to the book of Numbers, chapter 22. We're just going to read the introduction to the story of Balak and Balaam, and Balaam's cursing of Israel, and then we will go to John chapter 1, starting in verse 35, and Levi will read from 35 to 51. So, Numbers chapter 22, starting in verse 1. And the children of Israel set forward and pitched in the plains of Moab on the side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people, because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel.
And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, Now shall this company lick up all that are round about us, as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Midianites at that time.
He sent messengers, therefore, unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, Behold, there is a people come out of the land of Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me.
Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land.
For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam, and they spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, Lodge here this night, and I will bring your word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me, and the princes of Moab abode with Balaam. And reading the Old Testament reading there, and we will go to the book of John.
John 1:25.
To the end of the chapter.
Again the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus, he walked. He saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples followed him. Speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being he saith unto them, Come and see that they come and saw where he dwelt and abode with them that day, for it was about the tenth hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted as Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus behold him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is interpreted as a stone. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, finding Philip, and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nazareth said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip saith unto him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered, and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Psalm 26. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I trust in also in the Lord, slide therefore shall not I. Examine me and do me prove, try heart and reins, O God. For thy love is before mine eyes, thy truth as I have trod. With persons vain I have not sat, nor with dissemblers gone. The assembly of ill men I hate, to sit with such I shun. I am in no sense, O Lord, I'll wash and purify. So to thy holy altar go, and confess it will I. That I with voice of thanksgiving may publish and declare, and tell of all thy mighty works that great and wondrous are. The habitation of thy house, Lord, I Second Timothy 2:11-13. faithful saying, as we call it in English. I'll just say it all together. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithfully, for he cannot deny himself. So basically what it's teaching us is we're to be dead with Christ so that we can live with him. If we're willing to suffer with him, we'll also reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us. Not something you want. And if we believe not, if we find ourselves faithless, he will continue to always be faithful, because he will never be faithful to him, or faithless to himself. He'll never deny himself. Important thing to realize that God's always faithful. We're not always faithful, but we certainly need to stand up and suffer for him when the time comes, if we want to reign with him. And we'll go to our Bibles and go to the book of 1 John, as we've been using for our confession of sin and fellowship. No matter what age we're in, or how old we are, or what our relationship with one another is, it's very important scripture to realize the meaning of and kind of come to an understanding of it. 1 John's in the back of your Bible, going closer to Revelation, past the Peters and into the John. Start in verse 5, and we will read to the end of chapter 1. We'll pick back up in chapter 2 after we read the Ten Commandments, which will be in Exodus 20. And then we will read down to verse 8. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, that in him is no darkness at all.
If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth.
But if we walk in the light, as he is in light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us.
So we'll turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And I strongly recommend the reading of the Ten Commandments on a weekly basis, because nothing else, you will have it memorized, and you will have it with you for the rest of your life. Starting in verse 3, Exodus 20, remembering that our sins that we commit all come out of the Ten Commandments, and that every one of these commandments, one of them names the sins, and so we need to place our sins on the commandment and confess them to God. Verse 3, thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Going back to 1 John, picking up in 2, we'll read down to verse 8. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
And he is the propitiation for our sins,
and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
Yet saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments,
is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
He that saith he abideth in him, ought himself also to walk,
even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which ye had heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth.